What happened to you?
Well, I fell off the back of the truck.
Well, how did you do a dumb thing like that?
Well, the tailgate on the truck is broken and I fell off.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't break your tailgate.
Oh, look, I don't want to talk about it. And why don't you slow down before you wear yourself out?
Oh, I'm not going to wear myself out. My tailgate is faster. And besides, I got to get this house clean. With your father still away in St. Louis, I have to take charge of things just like he said. And he said, Grady, keep it clean. And I gotta get it clean before I can keep it clean. And anyway, why don't you go in the kitchen and eat the lunch that I fixed for you?
Hey, you fixed me lunch?
Well, sure I did. Fred put me in charge, and one of the things he said was be sure and fix him out lunch, whatever you do. He's my one and only son, so be sure and fix him lunch.
Did Pop really say that?
Well, actually, what he said was fix the dummy his lunch or you get mad. It's in the refrigerator. It's peanut butter and sardine on Jewish rye. With a touch of mayonnaise. Do you think you can handle peanut butter and sardine on Jewish rye with mayonnaise with that one arm?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right. Oh, hi there,
Esther.
Yeah.
Fred's still in St. Louis.
Yeah, Fred's still in St. Louis.
Good. I'll say a prayer for the state of Missouri.
Yeah. Well, what can I do for you, Chester?
Esther.
Oh. Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, with Fred gone, I'd like to bring my Bible group over here for a meeting.
Well, why do you want to bring them over here?
I have to. I usually meet in places been condemned.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, we all were, especially Sister Hannah. She was the one who fell through the floor.
Fell through the floor? I sure hope she wasn't hurt too bad.
No, she busted her hip. Lucky for her, she got a lot of hip. But the poor thing is walking crooked like this. So that's why this place would be just fine since that heathenous Fred isn't here.
Oh, well, you see, I'm afraid you can't have your Bible meetings here.
What? Why not?
Well, when Fred left, he put me in charge. And he said if you were to come over here asking about having a Bible meeting, that I was to say no. So I'm saying no.
Look, sucker. The Lord sent this heavenly opportunity to put some wholeness into this house. That's why he sent Fred to St. Louis. And the Lord is telling me to get the show on the road.
Well, I don't know what the Lord said, but Fred said no Bible meetings. And since I'm in charge, I'm saying no Bible meetings.
You know what you're doing? You're doing the devil's work and interfering with God's mission. You just like that heathen friend. You are unholy sinner and a heathenish foul Philistine.
Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Okay, I'll get some sticks and stones and break your bones. And the name that'll hurt you will be Esther.
Now, I don't like to strike a woman, but if I'm forced to defend myself, I will, and let the chips fall where they may.
And some of them chips may cross your lips, too.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that's the crazy. Stop it. Stop it. Now, what's going on in here?
This old fool won't let me have my Bible meeting here. That's what happens when you replace a fool with a fool.
Sticks and stones can break my bones.
Shut up, you old fool, before I put my foot in your...
Honesta! Now, wait a minute, Honesta.
I ain't waiting on nothing. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. And this is the wickedest house that ever was. And I ain't never coming back into this heathenish house again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, oh, praise his holy name, oh, thank Jesus.
Hey, Grady, what are you doing, man? Esther's my favorite aunt, and she can have a Bible meeting here if she wants to.
Oh, no, she can't. Bible meetings are a no-no.
Says who?
Your father said so, and your father left me in charge.
Grady, you know, I think you're beginning to take your duties a little too seriously, man. I guess next you'll be telling me that I can't have no company.
Well, that depends on what kind of company we're talking about.
Well, it just so happens that Rollo and I have invited a couple of young ladies over here, and we're gonna have a party tonight.
With a broken arm?
Grady, when you've got it, you've got it. One arm or two.
Well, that too is a no-no. No Bible meetings and no orgies. One arm or two.
Hey, look, man, you can't tell me what to do in my own house.
I gave a solemn oath to your father to protect this house, and I vowed to take care of it with my life if necessary. I'll show you what I'm going to do. You think I'm kidding around here, but I'm very serious about taking care of things.
What are you doing with a rifle?
I'm going to protect my best friend's property. That's what I'm doing with it.
With an empty rifle?
Does that look like a styptic pencil to you?
Hey, Grady, put that thing away before somebody gets hurt.
I just want my friend to know that the man he left behind is in complete control.
Yeah, well, if you sit down too hard with that bullet in your pocket, the man he left won't have a behind.
And I just want you to know that I'm in charge here, which means
no Bible meetings and no orgies. I know.
Be quiet.
Well, what's the matter? Somebody sick?
Yeah. You can't tell no chick like this to be quiet and hold it down. I mean, it's against their nature. I mean, these are two live wires with no insulation.
But look, now, I already told you there's an old dude standing there that's a friend of my old man's. And he thinks he's Napoleon. Now, see, he's upstairs asleep now. Everything will be everything as long as we be quiet. What's the matter?
No fool to unlock the door and I ain't got no key.
But I mean, ain't no big thing. Then what we gonna do?
There's a window by the landing that's always open, see? And I crawl through there and let us in.
Hey, you want me to do it, Potter? You know I'm good at that.
No, Rollo, you stay here and look after the women.
Well, can you handle it with that one
hey,
arm?
Hey, bro, I got it.
It don't care
around,
dude.
That dude's more weird than you.
Yeah, he sure is a weird one.
Halt!
or I'll shoot.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot. It's me, Grady.
Your name ain't Grady. That's my name.
It's me, Lamont.
Prove it.
What do you mean, prove it? Can't you tell by the sound of my voice?
You can disguise your voice. Burglars do that, you know. What's your father's name?
Grady.
That's not your father's name. What's your father's name?
His name is Fred. All right? Now I'm going to turn on the light so you can see who it is.
Oh, yeah. You are Lamont.
Grady, not only did you lock me out of my own house, but you almost shot me. Man, you crazy. You know that? They ought to call you Crazy Grady. Now, look here. Why don't you go on upstairs and go back to bed and stay there?
Oh, I'm not sleepy. I think I'm going to look at the little television.
Hey, Grady, you can't be serious, man. You don't want to watch no television now.
I'm going to watch Louise Beavers on the Late Late Show. Would you like to join me?
Every time I try to do something, you know, you always mess up everything. Anyway. Hey, what happened, man?
What's going on in there?
That old fool woke up and almost shot me.
What?
Hey, look here, brother. Why don't we go to your crib?
Nah, man. I told you that place is too small.
Let's go, hon.
Tomorrow night? Hey, Rollo, let's make it a definite for tomorrow night, bro. I'm sure I can get the credit tomorrow night.
So what you gonna do, pause in your babysitter?
No, man, I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna have it out with Grady once and for all, man. He can't get away with this stuff in my house.
Hey, well, it's on you, partner. Good luck.
Hey, girls, wait for me. I'll take you home on the bus. Grady! Grady, take the chain off this door and open up right now!
Put your hands up or I'll shoot whoever you are.
Hey, Grady. How's everything?
Oh, hi. How's your arm?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, where you been all day? I didn't hear you leave this morning. You're not mad at me, are you?
Mad? Why should I be mad?
Oh, I thought you were mad last night when you locked yourself in your room and I heard that pounding on the wall. You weren't doing that with your head, were you?
No, Grady, huh? I must admit, though, I was a little put out last night.
Oh, and then I heard you slamming things in the bathroom. You cracked the toilet seat, you know. And all with one arm.
Yeah, I know, Grady. Like I said, I was a little put out.
Yeah, well, I was just doing what I promised your father that I would do while he was away.
Hey, I realized that, Grady, and I was mad last night, but now I'm fine, man. And you know what else?
No, what?
Well, I did what I do whenever Pop and I have a little misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, whenever we have an argument, the next day we both go out and do something nice for each other.
You do?
Yeah. And being as that, well, you know, sort of filling in for my pop, I figured I'd extend that same courtesy to you. So I went out and I did something nice for you.
You did something nice for me.
Oh, what are you doing, Grady?
I can't help it. Just the thought of you doing something nice for me, and I didn't do anything nice for you.
Stop, Grady. Don't do that. You did something nice for me.
I did?
Sure. You're doing it right now. You set the table.
Is that nice?
Of course that's nice. That means that you cooked me supper.
Oh. Well, I promised your father that I would fix supper for you. You know, he told me that you were his one and only son.
I know that, Grady. Grady, I know that. And I appreciate it, too, man. And there's nothing I like better than coming home to a nice hot supper. So, you see, you did something for me nice after all.
Well, I hope you like it.
I love it. What is it?
It's codfish cakes and okra.
Well, it smells delicious, Grady, but I'm not hungry right now. I'll eat it later.
Oh, yeah, you can eat it later. You can eat okra when it gets cold. It's not as slimy then.
Yeah, that was a real nice thing you did for me, Grady. Now, would you like to know the nice thing I did for you? Please don't do that, Grady. You're gonna blow something out your head that you need.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what's the nice thing you did for me?
Okay, you ready? Now, I had to pull a few strings and I had to pay a little money, but I got it for you.
What is it?
Grady, I got you a ticket to that new skin flick down at the Yellow Pussycat Theater. The marquee said that the movie's red hot and sizzling.
Oh, wow!
There you go.
What's it about?
Well, the name of the movie is Deep Threat. And it's about this group of underground invaders that tunnel their way into this peaceful nudist camp and threaten them. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. See, wow. Say, do they actually go in a nudist colony and do all...
Everything, Grady. You see everybody and everything. Now go ahead and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Oh, see.
Yeah, you have fun at that movie.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure I will. Say, look, you sure you don't want me to stay here and serve supper for you? I mean, I promise you.
Oh, no, Grady, look, cause I feel tired. I'm gonna turn in early anyway, so you just go and have a nice time here. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Say, what did you say the name of that movie was?
Deep Threat.
Oh, who's in it?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, see, because it's a Japanese movie, but I think the leading lady's name is Linda Lovasato. And look here, you better hurry up before you miss the opening, because you don't want to miss the opening. And the opening, Linda...
Say, thanks for the nice thing you did for me. I know the codfish cakes and okra is not as nice as a nudie movie, but I tried.
Hey, you certainly did, Grady, and I appreciate it, partner. Now, you just go ahead and have fun with that movie, man.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Bye now.
Okay, Grady.
Yeah, take care of that arm.
I will.
And lock the door.
Okay, you have fun, yeah?
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
What it is?
I did it. It worked.
Oh, my God.
Grady's out and love is in.
Oh, let's get it.
Go.
Okay, turn on the music.
Hey, man, how long have we got, man? I mean, how long it gonna be before that old dude show back from the skin flick?
Hey, Rollo, that's one old dude that we ain't gonna have to worry about this evening.
But he coming back here as soon as it's over.
He's coming back, but he ain't getting in. I changed the lock on the door, and he don't have no key.
You are a genius!
Relatively speaking.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Who is it?
It's me, Grady.
Oh, man, I told you.
Who? Grady!
Prove it!
What do you mean, prove it? It's me, Grady! I heard you halfway down the block. I'm gonna call your father in St. Louis and tell him you're having an orgy.
Orgy! Good night, Grady! Yeah, good night, Grady!
Good night, Grady! Ooh, yeah!
He's gone.
Hey, my man, you really did it.
Hey, man, a man's home is his castle. And now I'm ready to wrestle in my castle.
Come on, lady. Don't be so slow. Come on, castle back now. Just what made you change your mind about letting us hold our meeting in Fred's house?
Well, you see, I was watching Reverend Ike on television tonight, and he said, "Is your house free from sin?" And I said, "Hell no." So I rushed right over there to get you.
Good. We can fill it with enough wholeness that might even rub off on Fred when he gets back.
Praise the Lord!
Yeah, yeah, praise his holy name. Now, y'all just hang on here, and I'll open the door, and we'll have a real crackerjack Bible meeting.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I forgot my key.
Look, sucker, find a way to get in there. We ain't holding no Bible meeting in a junkyard. What do you think we are, pagan?
Yeah.
No, we gonna have our Bible meeting in prayer.
All right, now just hold. There's a window around there on the landing that's not locked.
climb up there and shinny through and open the door.
Oh, well, you see, I can't do that because I got this sciatica and I can't bend over. So maybe you ought to go around there and do it.
You want me to climb through a window?
Well, yeah, we got to get in there some kind of way, and you're the only one that can do it. Now, come on, I'll hold the ladder while you climb through.
Oh, no, you don't. Ain't no man that I'm not married to going to be holding no ladder that I'll be climbing.
Hey, amen. She's telling you right.
No, don't do it.
Well, I won't peek.
I know you ain't going to peek, because if I thought you was, I'd bust your eyeballs.
Okay, that's all right. I'll just wait right over here by the truck, and you go around there and just take care of things.
Watch him, ladies. If he sneaks around back to watch me go up that ladder, twist his head until it unscrews.
We sure will. Just that. Hey, man, who turned on them lights?
What's happening?
Shame, shame, shame.
Aunt Esther, how did you get in here?
Sodom and Gomorrah. This house corrupted even my favorite nephew and broke his arm, Jesus. Lamont, I'm ashamed of you. That old fool Grady was right. Such wickedness I'd never seen in my life.
Honest, all we was doing was having a little fun, a little party.
A little party?
A little party? With these two Jezebels.
I ain't no Jezebel.
Ain't that Rita Lawson's boy, Rallo?
Yes, ma'am.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Out, out, everybody.
Wait a minute, Honest. We was doing, why are you going to...
All of you should be in a vocational school, learning a trade. Soldiers, it's time to save the city.
Wait a minute, Honest. Right. You went away from me with that. You come down here right now. Now, you have spoiled my evening for the last time. Now, you get down here right now.
Put your hands up or I'll shoot.
Oh, hi, Lamont.
Hi.
You still mad at me?
Never mind.
Oh, you are. I can tell. Are you mad enough to do something nice for me again?
No.
Well, you know, I was only doing what I promised your father that I would do while he's away.
Yeah, you didn't promise my father that you go waving and pointing that rifle around at people. You know, that's dangerous, Grady. Somebody could have gotten hurt.
Oh, no, it couldn't have gone off last night because I didn't put the bullet in, see?
Grady, would you put that away once and for all?
See, what I'm trying to say is that rifles aren't dangerous. It's bullets that are dangerous. But you can sure scare a lot of people with an empty rifle. You just walk around in.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.